Offside. Francoski državljanski laboratorij. 4 mesece po tropskem ciklonu Čido, ki je opustošil arhipelag Mayotte, se vračamo na francoski čezmorski departma. Francoski parlament je včeraj sprejel zakon o omejevanju podeljevanja državljanstva po rojstvu za otroke, rojene na otočju. O zakonu, ki ga je predstavila desničarska republikanska stranka, so v Narodni skupščini oziroma spodnjem domu parlamenta odločali v torek, potem ko je besedilo končne verzije prejšnji četrtek potrdil senat. Zakon je bil sprejet s 339 glasovi za in 174 proti. Mayotte je nekdanja francoska kolonija in še danes teritorij, ki je uradno del Evropske unije. Zaradi ciklona Čido je bilo razseljenih do 100 tisoč ljudi, neuporabnih je bilo več kot 40% šol, po ocenah notranjega ministrstva pa je bilo huje prizadetih 70% prebivalstva. Konec decembra lani je nato francoski premier François Bayrou med obiskom Mayotta predstavil načrt za okrevanje in rekonstrukcijo otočja, v katerem je napovedal prepoved obnove barakarskih naselij in za kot prioritetno nalogo označil ponovno vzpostavitev elektrike za prebivalstvo. Zaradi ciklona je brez elektrike ostalo več kot 15 tisoč gospodinjstev. Sredi januarja je nato spodnji dom državnega parlamenta sprejel izredni zakon za pospešeno obnovo departmaja. Neodvisni novinar Daniel Brown pove, da se prebivalstvo še vedno sooča s posledicami ciklona.
Well, just to underline that, you know, after the media attention and the media circus was on Mayotte after the cyclone in December, it's moved away, but the problems haven't. And there continues to be terrible, you know, deprivation of electricity and water and lack of help. And the Maori population, including those migrants that are being stigmatized at the moment, are in a desperate situation right now. This policy that is called Wambushu, Operation Wambushu, which the French instigated about a year ago, razing a shanty town in 24 hours. Wambushu is a Maori word, is a Swahili word meaning take back. This is continuing and is symbolic. I mean, there's over almost 200 informal neighborhoods in this tiny island, they are being targeted by the government. So what the cyclone didn't destroy, the government is continuing to destroy and continuing to stigmatize. And there's no age limit and there's no sector that is untouched.
Ob obisku departmaja je Bayrou obljubil bitko proti nezakonitim migracijam. V preteklosti je za francoske teritorije veljal zakon, v okviru katerega so bili vsi otroci po 13. letu upravičeni do francoskega državljanstva, če so živeli v Franciji. V državi je ta postopek uveljavi od prejšnjega stoletja. Za otočje je doslej veljala izjema, da je moral vsaj en starš otroka ob njegovem rojstvu na Mayottu zakonito prebivati 3 mesece. Po novem zakonu pa bosta morala oba starša zakonito živeti na otočju vsaj eno leto. Brown razloži, kako se je zakon za Mayotte spremenil leta 2018 in dodatno zaostril letos.
Already you have to know that in 2018 there was a law that reinforced the singularity of Mayotte. And now what changed between 2018 and 2025 now is that the conditions are much harsher. Before, one parent of a child born in Mayotte had to have lived legally in Mayotte for 3 months. Now it's two parents, both the mother and the father, have to have resided there for at least a year. Then before there was no exceptions, now they're making a few exceptions for single parents, mothers in other words usually, and if they have a child born in Mayotte, then they can ask for the citizenship. The objective is, before it was to limit attractivity of Mayotte, and now it's really to reinforce force, the control, and they're really becoming more and more violent and harsh. Police have been using live rounds. They've been arresting young people. There's, you have to know something, over 3,000 children have been detained, something like 3,135 in Mayotte a few years ago, each year. But it's continuing. There's really an immigration offensive.
Na Majotu so otoški prebivalci na referendumu leta 2009 odločali, ali bi status ozemlja spremenili iz čezmorske skupnosti v čezmorski departma. Udeležba je bila nekaj manj kot 61%, več kot 95% ljudi je glasovalo v prid spremembi. Kljub temu francoske oblasti iščejo načine, da bi povečale nadzor na otoku. Kot pojasnjuje Brown, imajo v mislih zlasti lastno korist.
The question of what's behind it is an interesting and a complex one, and that is really also the control of this region. So basically, this strait between Madagascar and Mozambique is a hugely strategic one. There's significant economic interests. I mean, it's the largest maritime exclusive economic zone in the world is there and held by France. And, observers say that France is really only there to enrich itself. It's a doorway towards the Antarctica. There are oil, significant gas reserves in the area, in this Mozambique channel where Mayotte is located. So the sort of entire regional gas and petrol ecosystem is something that France has significant interest in terms of obviously its energy needs or interests. So some people argue that is what behind the control of Mayotte it really is all about.
Na otočju po ocenah Nacionalnega inštituta za statistiko in ekonomske študije živi okoli 330 tisoč prebivalcev. V zadnjih desetletjih so otoške oblasti zabeležile velik porast prebivalstva, vzrok česar pa sta priseljevanje in visoka rodnost. Skoraj polovica prebivalstva je na otočje prispela z sosednjega otočja Komori, ki je prav tako nekdanja francoska kolonija. Po podatkih prejomenjenega inštituta pa okoli 65% vseh priseljencev živi v neprimernih nastanitvah. Več o migracijah s Komorov pove sogovorec.
Until 1996 and the Balladur government, there was no real problems of moving from one to the other. Although there was a lot of trouble in the Comoros Islands, often fomented by the French, paying, you know, coup d'etats and attacking them. There were militias and commandos were actually paid by the French to overthrow presidents in the Comoros Islands. One was assassinated by a French commando. So there was a lot of interference by the French in the Comoros Islands. But in terms of this sort of whole migration issue, it wasn't there. Then Balladur decided that they would separate them and that, in fact, the Comoros Islands was part of Africa and there would be no special relationship and it would become illegal to go to Mayotte from the Comoros, which was, again, denounced in the United Nations.
Brown izpostavi, da je prehod med otokoma nevarna in včasih celo smrtna pot.
A lot of them decided to take the risk of crossing in these fragile boats, the 70 kilometers that separates one of the islands called Anjouan with Mayotte. And this is a treacherous, dangerous, difficult ride in these boats that are called kwaza-kwaza, which are these small boats that go quickly. That's what kwaza means, from one side to the other. And thousands have died. I mean, we are, it's hard to estimate, but we think about 20,000 have died in this crossing. A few of them have even been bulldozed by French patrols, boat patrols. There's been a lot of controversial actions denounced. But the reality is that it's become a huge cemetery between the two.
Aprila leta 2023 so na Majotu represivni organi izvedli vojaško-policijsko operacijo v ambušu, ki jo je zasnovalo francosko notranje ministrstvo. Namen operacije je bil izgon migrantov z otoka, pri čemer so razstavili barakarska naselja, v katerih živi velik delež priseljencev. Priseljence so deportirali na Komore, a jih tamkajšnje državne oblasti niso želele sprejeti. Sogovorec meni, da včeraj sprejeti zakon ni primerljiv s podobnimi antimigrantskimi politikami, ki so uveljavi v drugih francoskih čezmorskih ozemljih.
This is seen as a bit of a litmus test. Some are calling it a Trojan horse, you know, a Pandora's box, where they're actually testing, the right and extreme right, and the limits between the two are getting more and more blurred in the parliament. So now there's been a crackdown in Mayotte, especially bills that have really been unprecedented in terms of their severity, and a lot of abuses of even these rules in terms of checking people, demanding, you know, their papers. We've seen state of emergency in another island or archipelago, and that is New Caledonia, where there's a kind of permanent state of emergency and a lawlessness because of the rioting that has been going on for a couple of years, and that has kind of disappeared from the media radar. But there, obviously, state of emergency means exceptional powers given to the administration and to the law enforcers, the police. So all of these things have definitely been seen in New Caledonia, about 1,000 kilometers east of New Zealand. But this is another long festering problem that people also call neocolonialism, where economic interests, in this case nickel, one of the world's biggest sources of nickel, is all of this is mixed in to the desire by the French to keep control of this region of the world.
Bajrou, predsednik stranke Demokratično gibanje, je februarja sporočil, da želi začeti debato o tem, kaj pomeni biti Francoz. Napoved je bila odgovor na izjave pravosodnega ministra Geralda Dermanana, ki je dejal, da bi morale oblasti spremeniti ustavo in ukiniti pravico do državljanstva za vse rojene v Franciji. Brown meni, da so ambicije ministrov enake željam skrajno desne stranke Nacionalni zbor, ki jo vodi Marine Le Pen.
It's certainly, you know, bringing up a very sensitive question that I mentioned before about what it is to be French. And the laws are being flouted here. You know, there is a principle of equality in front of the law. And this measure is both inefficient and also problematic ethically. And so there is a real problem of that goes to the heart of the French Republic, and this sort of look at the citizenship, where, you know, until now the right of birthplace, droit du sol, it's called in French, is being attacked, and it always, until now, has resisted the extreme right, you know, approach of Marine Le Pen's party, which has been, you know, there for a long time, but has been rejected. And here we have ministers Darmanin, Rotaillot, who don't hide anymore their desire to change these fundamental principles that are part of seem to be part of this measure. And you know, in parallel, there is a more ambitious project that's is basically touching on this, that's coming up in the Senate next month, and that, you know, is the idea of refounding Mayotte. That's the name, and behind it is this idea of you know, the legality of these questions. Several representatives of parties in the opposition, La France Insoumise especially, have said that they're going to put this in front of the Constitutional Council to see if this is anti-constitutional or not. It's hard to know what decision will be made, but perhaps that will slow down the policies that many people are denouncing as being unconstitutional.
Sogovorec pojasnjuje, da je zakon skladen z vladnimi desničarskimi politikami.
what is behind these decisions, anti-migrant? Well, that's the $64 million question. I think we see a government going more and more to the right, more and more extremist in its decisions. There's, for some of the left ministers or representatives in parliament, this is a direct attack on, you know, equal rights in front of the law. Some people are saying that it's hiding some other decisions that were very unpopular, such as the decisions around the pension funds, which are very unpopular, this pension reform. So trying to showcase this immigration offensive in this way. Other people are saying that it's pandering to the extreme right wing, which is now in parliament, the biggest single party. Some people argue that some of the ministers, like Darmanin, who is the Minister of Foreign Affairs, is very close to the extreme right wing and has certain visions of this right of birthplace, which has been changed, giving full nationality rights, as a testing ground to see if it can go further and start discussing issues like what is being French, which the current Prime Minister, François Bayrou, has decided to organize a big debate around. So these are all the elements that come into this anti-migrant policy in Mayotte that was being discussed yesterday and pushed through.
Francoska vlada tako ta otoški departma spreminja v poskusnega zajčka za politiko, ki jo bodo v prihodnosti morda upeljali tudi na matičnem ozemlju. V takšnem početju sicer ni sama, saj je podobna antimigrantska politika v Evropi vse pogostejša. Offside je pripravila Iman, posnetke Arsenalove zmage je gledal Tim.